The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, it's Tuesday, and Linda's on assignment this morning, taking care of things that help us continue throughout our days. So, good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by, as usual, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, same great service they have there. All the different things they offer at Tobacco and Brew. What a, you know, good people there. Shelley is really, really helps out the community in so many different ways. But good morning there, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning, sir. Widespread haze today. We got areas of smoke. Sunny and hot. The high right near the century mark. Winds around 5 miles an hour. More smoke tonight as it comes back down the hill from the Herds fire, which we'll be checking in on momentarily. Overnight low around 65. Tomorrow's high near 97 as we head towards the latter half of the week. 96, 98, 95 for highs, and lows will be in the 60s. Right now in downtown, as we bring up the Dark Sky app, 66 degrees. And air quality index is right around the 160 mark of PM 2.5. So it's a little bit of a problem for people who have respiratory issues to begin with. So act accordingly. Children and elderly will have some difficulties. Most of us, it's not good for anybody, but it is in the unhealthy range at about 160 for the particulate matter in the air. All of the environmental information, if you will, brought to you, of course, by your friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has payment plans, and also has won awards for their hiring of veterans. Super group of people down there. Hey, I want to talk about the Shasta College has this year's Harvest Fest will be held September the 29th. It's both a fundraiser for their programs in agriculture, horticulture, heavy equipment operations, and natural resources, an opportunity for them to show you what they really do down there. They've had a number. They've been had their first graduating class in agriculture in 1951, and they've been on the show before. They're a great group of people. For more information, give Melissa Markey a call at 242-2201. It's really a pretty good thing. Okay, and I want to remind everybody about the Nick Dahl 2018 Memorial Golf Tournament on September the 22nd. At the Churn Creek Golf Course, it's $45 per golfer, but that includes 9 holes of golf, barbecue lunch, proceeds raised to sponsor housing at the Veteran Resources Center for Reading Area Homeless Veterans. And that is just a great center, and it works, I tell you. If you just want to go for lunch, it's $20. For more information, give Pam a call at 227-7807. Okay? Those are both really good things. All right. What's it look like here for our fire information, our AQI, and all that kind of stuff?
Well, there, we just gave Robert. The AQI, and I'm bringing up the...
Oh, you did? What's the AQI?
Around 160.
Well, I tell you what. Yeah, the...
You were a little focused while I was giving
Yeah, I was starting to read these things that I'm starting to see here on the chat board. And but the air quality index, when I woke up this morning, was rough. Yeah. I mean, it was smoky. When you walk outside and you can taste it on your tongue, then you know it's smoky. So 160 surprises me. I thought it'd be even more than that. However,
well, depending on how the wind
depends,
gets and
yeah, but that's
like
it.
That,
it depends
yeah.
on where you are in this town. So, but what are the of course the car fire is contained, but the Hertz fire is growing. And was it growing again?
Checking looks okay. The 0700 Hertz fire. 46,051 acres, 60% containment. Not a lot has changed. What the challenge there, of course, is the terrain, trying to fight fire in that extreme terrain. Smoke that we're experiencing as the wind comes out of the north, the air cools, the smoke just falls down on top of us, in essence.
Yeah. Well, they had a 10-acre fire over Quartz Hill that found something to burn over there, yeah. But they attacked that one big time.
Yeah, the Mendocino is 98% containment.
How many thousand acres was that?
459,123, so, yeah.
Okay, you know, all the work that the state of California does to have clean air, how much do you think that just one of our fires has done to that?
Oh, gosh, we'll have to take 100,000 cars off the road to make up for this, won't we?
And kill all the cattle.
First of all, we kill all the cattle.
Well, you know what?
Just like the lawyers, huh?
Ken Murray, for years, has said, you want to finish, you want to stop global warming? Kill all the cattle. And, you know, everybody laughed, but then you start seeing, you know, the scientists are saying the amount of flatulence and carbon that comes out of cattle throughout the world, you know, it's significant, very significant. So, yeah. You know, Murray's not, you know, Ken Murray's not a crazy guy. So when he says things like this, you know, it's true, but I don't see everybody just dropping the cattle right where
yeah,
they stand.
Yeah, well, the vegans would love.
The vegans,
well, they don't want to kill the cattle. They want to raise them as pets.
Here's my thing: is if vegans really
let them run free.
If PETA and vegans and vegetarians really like animals that much, why do they eat their food?
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a question. I mean, why did they try to starve them? They eat all their food.
They eat all the animals' food.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Just a question.
Good point.
Okay, I don't even know where to start yet. I've got so many things here. Gosh, you know what? Well, we'll just start with the
we'll check and see
with
what
the alarm.
About.
What's the alarm going off for? I'm sure it was just a test going on.
It's a weekly test. It happens at random intervals. And once we have the new studio, you won't have to put up with that because we share the studio with the control room, of course.
Yeah, we do. For the next couple of weeks.
We were a pocket installation here for many years.
Let's talk about Chicago. You know what? Here's the good news. The shooting rate is down 15% from last year. The bad news? 1,067 people were shot between Memorial Day and Labor Day. 1,067. I think it was like 57 killed. They had 6 killed over this last Labor Day weekend. And we talk about mass shootings. And Chicago is nothing but a home of mass shootings. But they don't count them because, it's only 2 people shot. And it's one guy who's a doctor, doctoral candidate, waiting for the Shane Colombo, by the way, is his name, mm-hmm. And he's from California. And he was waiting for the bus and got involved where there was a shootout between 2 thugs, and he was just happened to be standing there and got killed.
Ugh.
Now, the number of children killed or injured in Chicago from gunfire is horrendous. And yet those are part of the statistics they use as, the children that are hurt or killed from gunfire every year, which is, you know, one is too many, of course. But a lot of these kids are caught in these crossfires, and a child is from 16 and under, from what I understand the way they use their statistics. Well, a lot of those 16-year-olds are gangbangers, and they're out shooting anyway. But there are so many other these kids, and you see about them. Kid's a high school senior in Chicago. He's got straight A's. He's an athlete, and then he gets popped on his way to he gets shot and killed on his way to the market. Why? There's no reason why. They don't know why. He just was shot and killed. Maybe he looked like somebody. They don't know. But here's you have these all the time, and we talk about gun control. Oh. You know what? It's those ARs that cause all this. No, it isn't. It's thugs and criminals And they talk to the police chief, and he goes, look, we haven't done anything different. We can't put a policeman on every corner. We just don't have that. And even if we did, he says, it's not, you know, you look at the police, and you look at the increased crime, you got to look at the population. Look at the population that's causing this in Chicago, where in those areas they live in, they can't get medical help in there quickly because of the gunfire and the danger. The infrastructure is gone because of the danger of trying to go in and trying to rebuild that stuff. These are fiefdoms for these gangs on these blocks. Hmm. And sometimes that block or the two blocks that they're on is the only thing that they know, and it's their lives. And they are defending that area with their lives, not even counting the shooting and the drugs and all this. But the last thought being that it's not the fact that they just keep shooting, is that a lot of them don't get caught. Or if they get caught, they don't care, because this is the way they've been raised. And I'm not talking about their parents, but their parents do have something to do with it. But this is the way they've lived from the time they were old enough to be on the streets. How are you going to stop something like this without bringing in boots on the ground? I mean a lot of boots on the ground. I'm talking about the National Guard coming in there and controlling the streets and putting a curfew on the city and on various parts of the city until they get it back under control, which may be never.
And yet to hear Mitch, Nancy, and Maxine and that crowd say it, the solution is to have a Supreme Court justice who regards the Second Amendment as a quaint white concept.
I didn't hear that.
Well, in essence, you hear the rhetoric. The whole game here is to delay Kavanaugh until after the elections at all costs.
It won't happen.
Make stuff up.
The Democrats are now eating what they did under the nuclear option. They're going to eat it again because Kavanaugh is a great candidate for it. He may be, you know, even USA Today say he may be more like Kennedy than Kennedy, which, you know, kind of like middle of the road guy. I'm not sure how he is going to be, because he's not going to say how he's going to vote. He's going to use the Ruth Bader Ginsburg answers. I'm not going to say anything about how I may roll until I see what the facts are.
Yeah,
which is very smart. Which is
a judge thing.
That's a judge thing. You don't want somebody to say, well, this is how I'll roll. Hey, Cal North Forestry provides a team of expert arborists that will come in, or a professional tree service and tree trimming, stump grinding, and removal of ladder fuels around your house. How do you defend your home out there? And when you've got some fuel around your house, you may not be right downtown like some of us are. You have somebody come in there and operate, open up the area around you, and give you that defensible space. And that's Cal North Forestry. And if your property was affected in any way by the fire, they are donating 2 free hours of services to help clean up there. Locally owned and operated by Tom Yeomans, give them a call at 530-200-8123, Cal North Forestry. Also involved with the Bikers Against Child Abuse and helping out with that. It's about 17, 18 minutes after. We'll be right back after these messages.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this portion of the show. Hey, go on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and see how they're moving local dreams forward at Cornerstone Community Bank. Newest branch is down at 1845 California Street. Okay. Now, Nike has brought out their new face. Just Do It. And it's Colin Kaepernick. The backlash has started.
Oh, man.
Already. Oh, social media has gone wild, as has showing photos of people burning their Nike shoes and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure that's going to make any difference to Nike. Nike's pretty big. I don't, you know, it's like, it's Colin Kaepernick, Just Do It. You know, put everything on the line. Well, you know, I guess you could say that. And now, I mean, we'll find out here if it was collusion and all the football team owners, which I find this hard to believe, we all get together and say we're not going to hire Kaepernick. I just find that hard to believe because you had many of them that were supporting him. So anyway, and so what if they did? I mean, is that a crime? Mm. Say they're not going to hire somebody? Hey, this guy's bad for our business. This guy is bad for our – is it – can you do that? I mean, there are people taking off TV because they're bad for TV.
Yeah.
You know, Keith Olbermann, he kept getting fired from every station he was on. And then for a long time, he didn't work because he just wasn't good for the stations. He had to spend his time in penance or whatever. Not that I listened to this guy. I think he's kind of a jerk. Does it make any difference if the, you know, if they're saying, hey, you know what, this guy's not good for business. He's costing us. I mean, and that is that collusion to say then, well, okay, and then they walk away thinking to themselves, well, you know, he has started a problem that's never been a problem before, and now it's a big problem. And do we want to continue to poke America in the eye with Colin Kaepernick? I mean, is that illegal? I mean, if they decide, does that mean then if I want it, somebody works here for me, and it's just I don't want him to work here. It's just, he's causing problems. So I let him go. Now he goes over to another station, and the other station calls me. And see, they can't ask a lot of questions, but I think they can say, hey, would you hire him back? And the answer would be no. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that that's collusion? Or is that just it's just business when you're running a small business? Now with Kaepernick, it wasn't like it was a secret. This was huge.
Yeah.
And it, you know, so I'm not sure how that works, but I do know is that Nike is using him as the face, and Nike's out of Oregon. Is that correct? At least they started around there.
Yeah,
because
they
do the Oregon Ducks.
China now.
You know, the Oregon Ducks, you know, and that's why they dress in these strange uniforms and all this. So I'm not sure that it's going to make any difference. I don't think, I mean, I've never bought Nike before. I just didn't. And I'll tell you why. It's and I'm probably one of the few people, but when I wore Nike, I didn't like the shoes. They didn't fit right.
Yeah.
When I, you know, for me, you know, I'd go to some other companies. But this one right here, I don't know, what do you think? 605-4567, is this something that it's a, is this going to be an event-changing move for Nike one way or the other? You know, some people may say, oh, yeah, that's great, you know, just do it. He risked everything. Of course, then there's the guy that tweeted out, well, you know, Pat Tillman could really give you the definition of somebody that lost, that put it on the line and lost everything. You know, of course, you know, the former St. Louis Cardinal player that left the football. So he could go. He was a Ranger in Afghanistan, was killed by friendly fire. And so as soon as that came out, of course, people just went, oh, how can you say that? How do you use that? You know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same BS. However, using Colin Kaepernick, I mean, that's if you wanted to have people talk about something. I think that's it. Am I boring?
There is no such thing as bad publicity among these companies because they're so freaking big.
Yeah.
And this is appealing to a rebellious crowd. That's sort of been their thing. So this will be a blip on the radar for Nike's corporate bottom line. You know,
and
then
it
gets the word out there.
I have no idea. Yeah. Well, you know, it was like International House of Pancakes when they wanted to change it to International House IHOB to burgers.
Yeah.
And they did it for like 2 weeks because they wanted to, you know, they wanted to highlight that they serve hamburgers and other things besides.
Right.
And it was just, I mean, they were in the news all the time. People attack, you know, but their name was out there and it was for what it was doing. Then they went back to the IHOP. So if you want to say something, hey, we want to be on social media, we wanted to be on, you know, all these different shows, which they were, everybody's poking fun and all this, but they got got a lot of free publicity about it.
Hobby Lobby, Chick-fil-A, people went nuts. The left went nuts at these two major corporations. Are the major corporations gone? No. The publicity.
No, in fact, if anything, it got bigger.
Yeah.
It's just like it was just like in and out. I mean, you couldn't. How could you do something that was so good for a company that you wanted to boycott by saying something like that? Okay. Last all here before we go in, we have our next guest, somebody I haven't had on for a long time, Joe Martino. We could sit there and chat for hours, which we have before. But the one of the most important events in our recent history is taking place today. Brett Kavanaugh is going to stand in front, and they're going to start the Supreme Court of the United States justice hearings. He has been nominated by President Trump to be the next justice on the Supreme Court, and I can tell you right now that it's going to be contentious, even though everybody, including the Democrats, know that he'll make a great justice. But they're going to fight it. They're going to fight it because they want to hold on past the midterms. But that's not going to happen. And why? It's because of the Democrats. The Democrats made a huge mistake several years ago when they initiated the nuclear option, right. Which means is, oh, now you just need
simple majority.
Simple majority instead of a 60. And when they did that, and the only thing I could think of is when Harry Reid did that was, oh, this is going to come back. You're going to hate this at some point. And you know what? Right now, Harry Reid is sitting back in his little office, you know, half drunk and or whatever he is at this point. I don't know if he's still alive. I assume he is.
I heard some noises come out of him.
And it's going to say, oh, Uh-oh.
What was that?
And then the only thing we can hope is that Ruth makes it through the next 4 years. And because if not, Trump puts the next one on.
Yeah, well, if they have to keep her on, you know, life support. With the defibrillator constantly pulsing.
I would be surprised if they, you know, there's probably, you know, they've got probably one of the, you know, one of the best physicians, you know, specialists, maybe a whole group of them. Maybe a whole group of specialists follow Ruth around and just making sure she's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is offering free cleaning and free minor repair of jewelry that you've had damaged in the fire or in your exit in this. They've done a lot of great work for people already. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Henry and Rebecca, super people. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They're one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. We'll be right back with Orchard Nutrition.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 at 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of September. Do I need to say 2018? Oh, yeah, probably.
It's like we're in Redding, California.
Redding,
California.
68 degrees going up to 100 today. You know what? We're just playing around here. It's the smoke. I've just sucked up too much smoke here. 68 degrees going up to 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The AQI is 130 right now, and the lake is down 72 feet, which is still pretty good for being in September in California. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You're looking for 2 hours to 24 hours a day with help around the home. It's Home Helpers. Find out more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Well, I'm here with Joe Martino. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Janet McCarn. Okay, move in here closer, Janet. Okay, there you go. Get close. Good morning. Orchard Nutrition, the founder of Orchard Nutrition's here. And we just want to make sure everybody knows that Orchard Nutrition will be here another 50 years. That it was not Orchard Nutrition, and I'm going to keep saying this, that is shutting down or shut down.
No,
Orchard Nutrition is still standing.
It's Orchard Supply Hardware that's closing.
There you go. And you guys are still expanding.
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, how you doing? It's been a while.
Doing great.
You and I haven't had our lunch in a while here. We got to sit down and have lunch again and solve all the world's problems.
Absolutely.
Let's start with wage problems. That could take most of the lunch.
Well, that's a dinner.
Okay. Well, that's a dinner. You're right.
Yeah.
So, good morning, Janet. And what
good morning.
You're one of the managers over there. What do you do over there?
I wear many hats. I'm in human resources.
Okay.
I do our seminars, and I just help out wherever I'm needed, I think.
Human resources. That's a tough job nowadays, isn't it?
It can be. Yeah,
can be. Well, I have a sister-in-law who does it for the largest law firm in Sacramento, and you know, just to hear her stories about things. You know, she never names names, but she talks about things that happen or just oh my gosh, with some of the you know most of your employees. I'm sure you've had them a long time. Are great people.
We do have many employees that are long-time employees, a couple that have been there 20 years or so and over 10 years. So wow. I like to say we have a great crew at Orchard Nutrition Center.
Joe, how long have you been there?
36 years.
36 years. Now, if you you know what, Joe has always – I've always been in awe of the statistics that you have at your fingertips about your customers. I mean each customer has this much in their shopping cart. There's an average. I mean, you know that.
Of course.
And then the way that you prepare the store. Oh, yeah, we have this and we have this. When we clean, we have this kind of aroma and that.
That's true.
It's well, where do you learn all that? Is that just from trial and error?
Trial and error. Every day you learn something.
So Orchard Nutrition has been there for a long time.
Yes.
Yet you can constantly grow. You're still there. I mean, what do you do? What do you see in the next 5 years for our area here? Probably a bit, but for the store first and then going into our area, because you have to look at our future of our people in the city, too.
I think our job is to hold steadfast with what the business really is, what health food is. Everybody's getting into it. The thing that started health food is when supermarkets didn't want any part of it because not many people cared. Now that more people care, they call them crossover stores now, and they carry a little bit, but we're still hardcore health food. We have the education. We have the people that know. We scrutinize the inventory. We don't have the popular things that you should not eat that are bad for you that cause you health problems. And so we have a trust factor that's the business grows every year. We've been blessed that way. But what we got to make sure of is that our attitude stays pure and that we serve the people the same way and the trust continues to grow.
You carry products sometimes that may not be cost effective because you know you have people that need that product.
Absolutely. That's our job to have.
And, you know, see, when, and I bring that out because it's not the bottom line for you.
Well,
it's got to be bottom line, but you're willing, though, to help people.
Where that gets ticklish, yes, that's exactly right, and we have to keep the level of purity to live up to the trust. However, there's a lot of wiggle room now. Since the big stores got into it a dozen years ago, they've made three or four different levels of still considered organic, mm-hmm. and it's legal. So it's like saying a window's almost broken. No such thing, but there is such a thing.
Well, when you say that, the four different levels, like, you know, and I've read that before, that organic doesn't necessarily, when you think of organic, you think, oh, gosh, you know, it's out there, there's no pesticides, there's nothing in it, it's never been sprayed, Dominican Republic virgins are picking it or something, you know.
Yeah, that's correct. And the thing is, there's the Department of Agriculture, they have the FDA, they have 100% certified organic, which is what it says. Mm-hmm. But then there's certified organic without the 100%. It can be 92%. You can go down to 72% on just organic, and then there's a level that can actually go down to less. I think 60% or something.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
What does it mean, 60% organic? What,
well, I mean, 40% doesn't have to be.
Right. I mean, like, so it might be a
well, ingredients.
Ingredients in it.
Sure.
Okay. So that's – but what about for the food itself? I mean, is there – I mean, some people say, well, they say it's, you know, free-ranging beef. Let's just use that for an example. Yet they're still given shots and things.
Well, then
so
it's not organic.
But
it's
can't,
just free-range. But
they can't use the term organic or anything.
Free-range is just kind of nice for the animals, have some freedom, but it doesn't make any difference to your health when you're eating it. Organic is organic.
Nothing added.
However, you also have to take into consideration that organic is not a magic word. How much organic arsenic do you want?
You know, probably not a lot.
Well, here, it's organic. Oh, okay. I don't think so.
So organic isn't the answer in
no,
all the cases.
Knowing whether it's the right food for you or not is the answer, and then sourcing it is up to us. We're the food police, so to speak.
The food police.
Yeah, we're the ones that have to go and look them eye to eye and see how they're arriving at their finished product.
Now, you have we want to talk about the health fair,
yeah.
Because you have this every year. And there is a spot where you can get a lot of your answers. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So tell us about the health
fair.
Well,
it's not just us there. I mean, we have four nutritionists on duty, plus we've mm-hmm. got 48 good people working there. But we also have a lot of help from the vendors that are experts. To help explain things to the customers and samples. A lot of people still have the feeling that health food tastes like sawdust. It doesn't. It's gourmet. But, you know, hearing it is one thing, tasting it is another. The samples make a difference. And it's just a good time. It's a way of saying thank you to the customers. We have music there, you know, a little bit of entertainment. It's just a nice time. Everybody enjoys it.
We have a kitty carnival.
Yeah.
Okay. When's it going to be?
It is September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, this weekend?
Yes.
And it's going to be right where? Right there?
Right in our parking lot.
Right in your parking lot. You've got plenty of room there.
Center, yes.
Okay. And you say you have like 40 vendors coming to this? Something like that?
Do you know?
I'm not sure the exact amount.
But what kind of vendors are we talking about, though?
Well, we're talking about from the manufacturers. Right. They're experts. And some of them are farmers.
Mm-hmm. Local vendors.
Yeah.
Local,
yeah, we do as much locally as we can.
Yeah, I know that. I know that you bought a lot of stuff from around here. I got to take a break, but when I come back, I want to talk about that. You know, about farmers markets, and it doesn't necessarily mean when you're seeing a farmers market that you're getting organic stuff, though.
It doesn't mean that.
Well, I want to talk about that too, because when they come to your store, when you say it's organic, you mean that. You know, there's no wiggle room. There's no Monsanto laying on top of it.
That's right.
And I know that when you walk in, you've got nutritionists standing there that are more than happy to help you on these things. But the farmers markets is something I want to get into when we get back. Sure. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. Give Judy Maxwell a call for your insurance or financial needs. And she's been on our show so many times talking about this fire, the impact of the fire, and what, you know, what your insurance company should be doing for you. That's Maxwell Insurance. Give her a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back with Orchard Nutrition, which is not going out of business.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of September, 2018. 68 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. AQI. Isn't it funny? Now it's just AQI is 160. It'll be great after we've had like a week of AQI is 33. I don't think we're going to have that right away. I bet we're not going to have that probably for a couple months. Maybe even longer.
late into October. When
you think
the,
so?
The rain cleanses the air.
Rain starts coming down. Yeah, yeah. It cleanses the air and pushes everything on the slopes down into Whiskey Town.
Yeah, it's going to be rough in West Reading because they're seeding the heck out of those things and hoping that, there'll be some sprouts holding the soil. There's places where it's down to sterile soil, nothing there.
Yeah. Looks like dust out there. And they're having, I heard they had a couple fires running up toward Alturas, too, up in that area, Modoc. We're here with Orchard Nutrition and Joe Marino and Janet McCarn, who are here. And, of course, Joe has been the one that started Orchard Nutrition 36 years ago.
Correct.
And you know what? You know, we were just talking about the fire. And, you know, this is a question it comes to all the guests is the impact of the car fire on you all. And your employees.
Well, we stayed open, but it was hard. For one thing, we had one employee that completely lost their home, but many, including myself, were evacuated. So mm-hmm. we had a skeleton crew at best, but we stayed open. We served.
Well, it's. I think everybody's run into that. Having, I don't know of anybody that was not touched by this fire, either for friends. We were just over at friend's house, their rented house.
Yeah.
Their rented house because they lost their house downtown. One of the ones downtown that lost their homes. And I don't know anybody that hasn't been touched by this fire in this town. So that you're able to stay open was good, though.
We sacrificed a few hours, but we were open in almost every single day, and as many people as we could pull together were there.
Joe, when we talk about... Because, Linda goes and she hits the farmer's market for the first time in a long time the other day. And she, this and this. And I said, so my question to you is this. When you go to something like the farmer's market and they're out there with organic, you think organic and all this. What is the definition of organic? Like for people that are buying vegetables and those kind of things.
Well, to be certified by the Department of Agriculture, excuse me. You have to have 3-year history of no use of chemicals in the soil, tested no use, not just your word. And then, of course, you have to grow with no artificial fertilizers, or you've seen these big piles of light green powder that cover them with tarps and throw used tires on them when you go down through the valley.
Mm-hmm.
They're to replace chemicals that are no longer in the soil, but they're chemical minerals.
Uh-huh.
And I meant to say minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Those minerals have to be occurring naturally. You can't use artificial.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, even what happens after you pick the plants, you can't, like, for instance, store them in styrofoam trays like they used to do with tomatoes. That's no longer organic when you do that.
Really? So right. if you put the produce, which is, you've gotten, it's been 5 years since we've done anything but natural in this land, but you pick it up and you put it in plastic,
you've ruined it.
You've just blown it.
That's right.
It's no longer.
That's right.
What happens when you put it into the plastic bag to take it home? Is that okay?
Special bags.
Oh, okay.
They're special bags. You got to be careful what you put them in.
Wow.
Our water. We use purified water to sprinkle the produce when it's on the rack. I don't use tap water. It has chlorine in it and whatever else. So you'd be taking a pristine product and ruining it by doing that.
Wow. So you see these...
So some of it's responsibility because it doesn't change the classification, but it changes the quality.
Okay. So like you see it in like a big stores and they've got the organic things and you see it being sprayed. And I bet it's not... I will bet you money it has not been treated water. I bet it's just tap water.
One thing I do notice is they have things in the bigger stores that they call organic that are not available in the organic market at that particular time. They're either out of season or there's problems with it. So it makes me wonder where they get it.
Well, can it be organic and be raised in a greenhouse?
Well, there's a problem there. It can, as long as it's not hydroponic. Because hydroponic means it's raised without dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they put the perfect amount of minerals in the water to grow a tomato to probably last you all summer long if you slice it thin. The problem is all vegetables store minerals that they don't use. The water brings it in through the roots, and what it doesn't use, like a piggy bank, it stores all these nutrients, these minerals. If it only gets exactly what it needs to grow, the piggy bank's empty. There is no nutrients.
Okay.
So it can be organic, but we don't handle hydroponics because there's no nutrition. Why would you bother?
Wow. So where's the, I mean, you started this 36 years ago, this business, and
yes.
It continues to grow and thrive and all this. Did you know 36 years ago? I mean, why did you get into it?
Well, because I was a health food shopper when I came out from L.A. The selection was very slim, so I did it in self-defense. I really didn't think anybody would take it serious.
So you started?
But it grew every year. Yeah.
Okay, so now this weekend we have the Orchard Nutrition, we have our annual health fair.
Right.
Okay. And it's going to be on what, Saturday?
Saturday the 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. And if you've got any questions about health foods, organic foods, any questions about something being organic, something that special diets that help people, because I'm seeing more and more and more people are going to foods and natural supplements as opposed to pills and stuff.
That's to bring your questions with you. That's what we're there for. We are there for samples, but mainly for knowledge.
Is there a natural sleep aid? Because I've been talking to people that from the fires that their sleep. They're having serious sleep issues now. They're waking up at 3 in the morning and that either lost a home or were evacuated, and it's still, I mean, now, I mean, it has totally traumatized the family. And, you know, and sleep's an issue. Is there, what would you say is the best natural sleep?
Well, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
There's different ones. We, you know, it takes a little bit of searching to see which is right for someone. But there's melatonin, there's valerian root, there's skullcap. There's several things. And they work. It just depends on each person. But they don't work quite as well as a drug. But then again, there's no side effects. There's no downside.
Yeah, Linda's mom takes melatonin. Knocks her right out.
Yeah.
You sit there.
Me
and
too.
She sits there and just goes right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I've been told. I'm not really in there. It works on you too. Huh?
Yes.
Do you take a lot of it, or is it just, or
no.
Does your body build up a tolerance to foods and everything, just like it does, I guess, sometimes to drugs?
We adapt.
Okay.
We do adapt. So, yes, you get used to things.
If you got a question for Joe here, I mean, there's so many questions about health. You have seminars too, right? I mean, you're still having the seminars up in stairs and all these. Tell us about those.
We have sort of all of our speakers are either doctors or they're certified in their specialties that they do. So they have at least an hour to an hour and a half classes, and they're free to the public. And all different topics. One of our speakers is Dr. June Stevens. She's a naturopathic doctor here in Reading. We have another Dr. Christina Caselli, naturopathic doctor from Mount Shasta. We have certified nutritional consultants that come in, and they give classes on all different topics on how to detoxify from the fires, the smoke inhalation, and those are coming up in October.
When are those coming up? In October?
October.
Well, I'd love to hear that because there's so many. I've noticed that I've got a cough that I've never had before since this. And so many other people I know, we're just breathing this every day. And this is not good stuff.
Yeah. If you're not able to make the classes, we do have them videoed. And we post them onto our website and our Facebook page as well.
Well, I tell you what, when you get ready to have those, the detoxification of your lungs and your sinuses, please let us know about that. And we'd love to get that one. And also, if it's, maybe linked to you all so that we can see this, let people see this, because this is...
We'll absolutely tell you.
Oh, well, I know that. You know what? Joe, when you started this, you did it maybe for yourself so you could have, a better selection of food for yourself. But it's not like that anymore. And you served this community for 36 years, and it's just... It continues to grow, and it continues. Your customer base is fantastic, and just for things like this,
we do post all of our classes on our newsletter, our website, our Facebook page, and on Instagram.
Okay,
so anybody can find it.
Tell us where your website is, or what it is.
www.orchardnutrition.com.
Okay, and you can just stop down, and I know that you have people standing by when you walk in. If you've got a question. There's somebody there that can
help
you.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah.
More than one.
Joe, as usual, it's that same happy face. I know I'd get him to smile at least once today. Okay.
A smile on the radio.
A smile on the radio. Well, yeah, so you can tell, though. You can tell when you're talking, if you're smiling or there's something in there. We just want to thank you, first of all, for, you know, I've gone down to your store so many times. And the, you know, the fact is that if whatever you're looking for, whether it's bulk or whatever, you've got it. And, you know, if you want, and, you know, whatever kind of organic help or assistance, you know, in the pills or the, things like this or the foods, you all have it and you're constantly expanding. So I want to thank you for that. So
thank you.
Okay. And they're having their health fair this Saturday from 10 to 2 down at Orchard Nutrition. And it's all be there. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor, who's running for City Council of Reading.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amit Thomason. The quarreling and confusion began right at the start of this morning's Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Hecklers in the audience acting up as Democrats demanded the hearing be adjourned. The Democrats complaining of a lack of time to review paperwork pertaining to the nominee.
Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Democrats moving to adjourn, alleging missing documents, late documents, and unanswered questions about the use of executive privilege.
What is with the rush? What are we hiding by not letting those documents come out?
Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley.
Senators have had more than enough time and materials to adequately assess Judge Kavanaugh's qualifications, and so that's why I proceed.
Despite the delaying tactic, Republicans appear to have the votes to confirm Kavanaugh without Democrats' help.
Opening statements now underway. The contentious hearing continues on Capitol Hill. Gordon, still a tropical storm for now, but it is expected to achieve hurricane status by the time it makes landfall along the northern Gulf Coast late tonight. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch expects Gordon to become a Cat 1 hurricane before weakening over the central U.S.
Once it moves over land and its energy source, which is the warm ocean waters, is cut off, it should weaken rapidly.
The Alabama and Mississippi coasts under a hurricane warning. Other parts of the Gulf Coast are under tropical storm warnings. There are also storm surge warnings and watches posted for some areas of the northern Gulf Coast. Coastal residents, and for that matter, people inland, being urged to keep close tabs on the progress of the storm. And then there's Florence, strengthening to a hurricane far out over the Atlantic, currently no threat to land. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down about 48 points, the S&P is off 4, the NASDAQ down 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump warns that hundreds of thousands of people could die if Syrian President Bashar Assad attacks the last rebel stronghold in Syria, the province of Idlib.
The hope is that maybe Turkey, which is hosting millions of Syrian refugees, could convince Iran and Russia and Syria to hold off on an offensive until such time as negotiations can take place with the rebel groups there. But Syria has said for some time that capturing Idlib is a priority. It's deployed thousands of ground troops with that aim in mind. And Russia, for its part, has staged an enormous naval exercise just a few hundred miles from the front lines there over the last weekend.
The BBC's David Willis. A powerful typhoon has blown through western Japan, heavy rain flooding the region's main offshore international airport. News and analysis at townhall.com. Day 8 of the U.S. Open featured a major stunner in the men's bracket.
Roger Federer has been upset in the U.S. Open fourth round by the Australian John Millman, who moved into a quarterfinal showdown with Novak Djokovic 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6. Millman, ranked 55 in the world, pushed a lackluster Federer throughout the 3-hour and 35-minute match and saw the five-time champion make a staggering 76 unforced errors that included 10 double faults. In women's action, Madison Keys reached a quarterfinal showdown with Spain's Carla Suarez Navarro, Graham Agars, New York.
Forensic investigators and researchers in Brazil are waiting to gain access to the burnt-out shell of the National Museum in Rio de Janeiro. They're anxious to see what remains of its 20 million artifacts and to try to determine the cause of the fire that destroyed numerous priceless relics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of September, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced, as I mean, enlarged walk-in humidor. Have you been down there lately?
Go down there. As a matter of fact, I did. Yeah. I went down there because I broke my Chemex coffee maker. I had to go get a new one.
Oh, yeah. They have things like that.
They have that, too. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which brews pretty much the finest cup of coffee.
You are a coffee file, right? I mean, you are a coffee aficionado. Yeah. Anyway, all this is at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's weather and all the other stuff look like?
Currently in Redding, we are at about 68 degrees, heading up to a high today near 100, widespread haze, areas of smoke, and the north winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, the same with a low around 65. This morning, the big news is that north wind is pushing smoke from the HERS fire right down on top of us. In downtown Redding right now, the air quality index is right around 160. To the north of us in Central Valley, it is at 188, and that is starting to affect everybody who breathes in the stuff. And we've been exposed to this these smoky conditions now for 6 weeks. And no let up in sight, at least until the weather changes. And back to the weather, it's going to stay hot for the rest of this week with daytime highs in the 90s, overnight lows in the 60s. Shasta Lake is 76 feet from the top of the dam at a height of 991 feet above sea level. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has payment plans, has it all at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. The Kavanaugh hearings have started. There's been a protest in the gallery already and charges of mob rule. The Democrats complained about withheld documents, and protesters interrupted the confirmation hearing with shouts before being dragged out. Okay, not escorted. Okay, did you get this? Not being escorted out.
Oh, yeah.
Being dragged out by the Capitol Police. The second highest Republican, ranking Republican, John Conyer, said the hearing had degenerated into mob rule within the first hour. Democrats said they were just seeking
all
respect
part of the plan.
And accused Republicans of trying to push Kavanaugh through without a proper review. You know what?
Proper review means hold off until November.
Oh, yeah. They gathered on the Supreme Court steps. Democrats, okay, on the Supreme Court steps. They are so, you know what? They are so dramatic. Democrats are so dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's get on the Supreme Court staff. And to complain about, they see as a lack of key documents about Kavanaugh's tenured staff secretary for former President George Bush. We go to these hearings under protest, said Dianne Feinstein of California, the panel's senior Democrat.
Blah, blah, blah.
The Democrats called for it to be adjourned so thousands of pages of just recent documents could be reviewed. More than a dozen people in the audience stood and shouted intermittently their opposition to the nominee, interrupting the proceedings. About half the public seats in the hearing room were empty after the protesters were removed. You know what? Where did decency and
decorum
go to? Where did it say that you have to have your 1 minute of fame by standing up in your pink shirt and screaming nasty things about somebody, calling them names and all these things, just so you can be dragged out by the police? I mean, did they should have, and they're not going to arrest them. They just throw them outside and say, don't come back in.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you get bounced out of a bar, you can get arrested. So, yeah. As you know, I'm sure.
And there is extreme views on both sides of the fence, and where, you know, those I regard fairly rational, whether they lean left or lean right, are scratching their heads, going, "How did we get here?"
You know, and here's the thing is about Kavanaugh. He says, I don't decide cases based on personal or policy preferences. I am not a pro-plaintiff or pro-defendant judge. I'm not a pro-prosecution or pro-defense judge, Kavanaugh say. I am a pro-law judge. But that's not going to satisfy Democrats. There will be sparks at this hearing. Well, it's already started.
Somebody made a great point in the chat room. We'll have to pass it so we know what's in it. We'll have to nominate him so we know what he's about. Have to confirm him so we know what he's about.
Well, you know, the fact that Kavanaugh is going to Kennedy's seat is really important because Kennedy, though, was, you know, quote, conservative. He was more real middle of the road, and he retired in July. He was the perennial deciding vote on the 5-4 cases, usually siding with the four conservative justices, but swinging to the liberal side on abortion, affirmative action, gay rights, and other social issues. So, law and order kind of guy, but more of a social liberal when it came down to it. Kavanaugh topped the list of 25 potential nominees put together by the White House. And he's been on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia for 12 years and has authored 307 opinions, concurrences, and dissents. Many, 12 of these, have gone on to the Supreme Court and been ruled into law already. So he does have a big paper trail there. Anyway. Hey, we're going to take an early break here, and we're going to get a hold of Aaron Reznor. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security has been working on keeping Northern California safe for 50 years. They started in 1968 by Lance Beck's father, and Lance has worked in the company since he was like 15 years old, if not earlier, and now has built this into the largest private security firm north of Sacramento. Over 100 officers, and we mean officers trained on how to not only protect your property, but how to de-escalate when things happen. And how important is this? Over 200 clients, everything from the electric utilities, power plants, football games, weddings, Colt 45s, baseball, the River Trail. They have stepped up when they're needed and have done a wonderful job. That's North State Security, 243-0295. Remember, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. It's 14 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure.
Business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Botman on assignment today. But I have with me Aaron Reznor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. I know that you had to join us by phone, but that's fine.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
What? Well, you know what? I'm sure you're taking a couple of days off after all this that's been going on.
Every once in a while.
Hey, Aaron, give us your take on what's happening. We talked a little bit before, a few weeks ago, and I'm getting all the candidates on to talk about this fire, and the aftermath and things that you see. What have you seen that kind of struck you as something that really needs to be looked at?
Two things that have struck me that I feel like we really need to focus on are, one, what does fire suppression and preparedness look like around the city in general, whether that be in relationship to neighborhoods, that sort of thing. I actually know that Sierra Pacific and Palomar Homes has been looking at that since they were right there in Salt Creek Heights. I know that they've already started looking at what should it look like around a neighborhood, and how can they better create barriers and that sort of thing. And the other thing that at the moment that I think that we need to look at is making sure that we can expedite in a really wise way rebuilding. Can we plan better for what the future looks like, but also can we expedite that process for all of those who have to rebuild?
I was told that by Adam McElvain that they're going to have a special permit group strictly for the car fire. And yet I heard that from somebody that's trying to use that, you know, that it's the thought may be there, but the process isn't there yet.
I don't know that the process is there yet. Last time that I was speaking with the planning department and the head of the permitting department, they were saying that they weren't as concerned really with what that redevelopment, I mean, what that the permitting phase was going to look like or how long it was going to take, because they assumed that it was going to take people a long time to clean up and then to rebuild, and so they felt like they were going to try and be able to get that process streamlined. But I'm not entirely positive that that is so as of yet. But I do know that that's the intention.
The people that were telling me that they were trying to get information from the utilities were having a tough time because the utilities, the help center is based back in Iowa, and they have no idea what's going on back there. Yeah. When they were, you know, first trying to say get things like water, I need water, this and that, and they say, yep. Well, I'm sorry, you can't. Well, I don't know. Types of answers.
Yeah, you know, one of the as soon as the fire started, I ordered a book. It's called After Great Disaster, but it is essentially about disasters that have happened all around the world in the last 30 years. Who planned well? Who haven't planned well? And all of the research says that much as we can push on that local insight, that's the way in which that other cities and other countries have been able to recover wisest, that there's that national aspect. But as much as we can have all of those things global, because we just understand what the circumstance is. And so I think that it takes local leaders pushing to keep as much of that connection and the communication and pulse as local as we possibly can.
We had the guys up from Santa Rosa that were up here speaking,
and
I don't know if you had a chance to hear them, but we had them on our show. And the one thing they all said, the gent from the Chamber of Commerce, the builder, who is more of a consultant now because he's been through three of these fires to help rebuild, and then the guy that started Coffee Strong, all said one thing: patience and at least a year, probably 2 years, for this rebuild.
Yes.
I think that
we need to go slow to go fast. I think that if we can take our time to plan out what we're doing well now, the problem that I feel like we're still having is almost that lack of, and I think that the city is making some really good efforts. I applaud Barry Tippin for continuing to make videos and posts and those sort of things. But I still feel like that we have so much. I feel like what is going to take a really long time is getting all of the information out. That there's still a lack of transparency or misinformation that is going out, and I think that is hindering people's process in what does it look like for cleanup and all of that. And I don't know that we are being as aggressive in as we could be. As aggressive in the planning stages of how it is that we make the process quicker. But, I mean, right after the first week, they said it's going to look like, when I was asking the building department, because that was my biggest concern, because I think that we have a reputation for taking a long time and not being great to work with. So that was my biggest concern at first. And they had said that they weren't worried because they were thinking it's going to take probably 6 to 9 months for cleanup. So if we're talking 6 to 9 months for cleanup, then you're having a plan, you're having plans approved, all of those sort of things, where I don't think that it's acceptable for us to be a year to 2 years out, but I think that there will be homes that will be probably a year to 2 years out if we can't get more aggressive and better with our getting our communication out to everybody.
Well, have you seen a face of Reading? As far as somebody that's taking the lead and keeping the people informed about what's going on?
I would say that one of the best avenues, or at least the one that has been getting the most amount of traction, is the Stronger Than Car website. But I wouldn't say that I have seen one person who's actively out there. Like, for instance, it's shocking to me that there isn't someone. We know every single house that burns, but as until, well, the last I asked was about a week ago, there wasn't one person whose job it was to contact every single one of those households to see what, there wasn't a case manager for every single household. We've been talking with BOAD, and there's been all of these things, but it seems like nothing really is getting traction, and we know who every single household is. We have those records. We should be able to reach out to them and ask, you know, how can we help expedite your process? What is it that your family needs so that we have the best amount of data to make wise decisions? But, you know, it's sort of shocking to me. I haven't really seen that as much.
Have you seen any of the city leadership stepping out and taking the lead in keeping the people informed?
Julie Winter actually probably is the one that I would say that I have seen the most amount of social media posts and those sort of things during the fire, posting about what she was doing or where information could be. That was probably the one person who sort of stood out to me. It was a little bit shocking, actually, because I figured that it would have come across the board. They would probably say that they were really busy trying to make sure that everybody had what they needed. But I think that when we're in a time of crisis, people really want to know, they want to see what everything is that a leader is doing.
I can't agree more strongly, and I have not seen that. I have not seen anybody on the city council take that step up. I'm for sure the mayor that is saying, okay, this is what's going on. This is where, giving news conferences and those kind of things. I don't understand why that is. I don't understand where we have to have something said before they decide to go, okay, we'll do an update every day here during the fire from the city, you know, via the website, as if everybody is looking at the website. The ones who have been evacuated don't have websites because they don't have computers or things like this.
Right. They're looking at something on their mobile device.
I don't see a face. I don't see a face of somebody saying I'm in charge here and this is what we're doing. Have you?
I would have said that the person who I was most impressed by was probably Julie, and then I really appreciated Barry's
good
now that he is making posts and those sort of things.
Yeah.
But I really do think that if we're going to be leaders and we're going to be there in a community which is in the midst of disaster, we need to be doing all of the things. And I'm sure that they felt like that they were trying to stay out of the way of those from CAL FIRE or any of those during press conferences, but I've been asked that actually a lot. I've been asked that question a lot lately.
I've been asked that question a lot.
The cynic in me wants to think that nobody wants to be there taking the heat in the kitchen.
Well, you know, and that could be too. It's because you're going to be asking, people are going to be asking tough questions, but this isn't, you know, frankly, I think that the people of Reading, there was no focal point. I mean, yeah, you can get some things on, you know, if you read Facebook or something like that, yeah, okay. But I didn't see somebody taking charge. I think there should have been. That's, you know, my opinion. I mean, and, you know, in your business, you stand up and, you step up, right?
Yep.
And,
we've had those sort of scenarios in which that there's been some sort of crisis for us in that moment. It looked more like, a milk. One time we had a milk situation where they didn't know where it was that it came from, but somewhere within the company there was a milk test that went bad, and so all of the milk company-wide needed to be destroyed and replaced. And so that was a little bit of a crisis for almost 300 stores. So we've been through that, but it's communication over and above, because in the absence of information, people create their own. So even if as leaders we have our, you know, we're knee deep in the trenches doing all of the things, if we're not sharing with people what it is that we're doing, then they assume that we are not helping. And honestly, I think that as leaders, it's our job to share as much information as we possibly can, just so that people feel have some knowledge. They feel good about what's going on. They feel like that we're a team and a community and all of those sort of things, that we're tied together in what we're going through.
The we're here with Aaron Reznor. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. If you have a question for Aaron, do you like to talk? She's running for Reading City Council, and I think that we have a time in the Reading right now that people need to start making decisions, and it's September, so I think that they're going to be sending out the mail-in ballots here pretty soon. So it's the type of thing is that we're having all of the candidates on this month and trying as much as next month to have them on too, so everybody can listen to them and hear in their own words what things they do. We're going to take a break and come back. Aaron, I want to talk to you about your first 6 months in office. If you're elected, what you're going to do. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. That's right, SST Oil, who are on the front lines of the fire, just like firefighters, making sure they had the fuel necessary to be able to run those dozers, run their fire trucks, and keep moving out there, plus keep all the millions of gallons of fuel running all over Northern California and the whole region here is all SST Oil. You can't have a prosperous economy unless you have vehicles moving, the trucks and all this. SST Oil ensures that our economy keeps moving forward. It's been in the business for 50 years right here in Reading. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for good people there. Give them a call, 241-1167. That's 241-1167, SST Oil. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional,
personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 4th of September. 74 degrees, going up to 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. AQI is 160. Air quality index is 160, which, of course, isn't really healthy. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to get a haircut. I think I'm going to roll down there today and get a haircut. We're here with the co-founder of the Dutch Bros in up here in Northern California, Erin Reznor. And she's running for Reading City Council because she's not busy enough in her business and decided to, you know, I'm just going to pile some more stuff on. Maybe actually have another baby during all of this.
You know, Don't tell my husband that. That makes him so excited. That man loves babies.
Well, I tell you what, you know what, you've got nice babies. You two produce, you all produce a nice crop there, I tell you. In fact, he cheated on our Dancing with the Stars because he brought the baby on the stage running back and forth.
Yes, my God.
That Pink Panther bit.
The Pink Panther. That was cute. Yeah. Hey, Erin, the question I asked was, if you get elected, what's your first 6 months going to look like? And then after that, I mean, I know the first 6 months is going to be learning and blah, blah, blah. But what do you want to achieve that it says Erin Reznor on it?
Well, I would really like to continue to reevaluate as often as we possibly can. Honestly, it probably should be every quarter that we're reevaluating the budget to see where can we cut to move around some money, ideally to help boost public safety and the needs that we have there. I know there's one of those topics is on the agenda this evening to discuss where it is that they could cut from to continue NPU and some of those aspects of public safety. So I'd like to continue to have, I think we have to continually have that conversation, but I think I've said this to you before, I'm a firm believer that you cannot just continue to cut and cut and cut and think that we aren't going to suffer somewhere. So I think that the opposite side of that is that if you're a sitting city council person, I would really like to just start making cold calls to companies who we feel like we would love them to be housed or to open business in Reading. And ask them, what do we do? What do we need to do to get you here? How do we get? That'll give us really valuable information. It'll give us really great relationships to hopefully cultivate to get some businesses here. Continue to meet with our business community to ask to be open and honest and asking them, what can we be doing better? Because I think that we have to bring some business in to generate some more income. And by doing that, I think we have to do a better job in our reputation as far as it goes in regards to planning and permitting. I would really love to see a secret shopper program instituted in the planning and building department. I think that if we had that feedback all of the time, I think that if we just every once in a while called someone, without giving you a whole entire lengthy like thought, I think that we could do a better job. We could make phone calls and ask them, how is it going? What could we do better? Any of that? And then make some of those small changes because it's going to take over time for us to change really that culture and reputation that we have. And this one actually This one may sound a little funny, but I'd really like to start having lunches in communal areas within the building department. Not where I'm holding anything, but just where I show up, because I often think that the people who are in the trenches offer the best solutions and the best ideas and the best critiques. And if we're not present, then we don't have a really good way of hearing them, because often, even if there are people who work for us who have ideas and they have really great ideas, unless we're asking them, they're not really offering them up. So I think being open and available for city staff will help that culture within the city department as well. Those are the things I probably would focus on in the beginning.
The library, they're looking at taking money from the library, from what I understand.
Yes, that's on this evening's agenda.
What do you think about that?
I actually have a little bit of hesitation. I think that in a time frame when we're bleeding, that everybody sort of needs to bleed. So I'm not opposed to there being money taken from the library.
If everybody else is bleeding, we all need to bleed, right?
I think that we're a community, but there are, I believe that they put together four different options, and I think that you could spread, I won't just go along with our bleeding scenario, you could spread the bleeding across the board. My concern in taking all of that amount of money from the library is that it's almost half of the library budget.
If we take half the annual budget of the library, what's that do? I mean, you know, some people will say, well, you know what, we can't go down there, blah, 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 which is not true. But, I mean, half the budget, I mean, that just cuts the future, in my opinion.
Well, I think that it does. It really is such a beautiful library. I really would encourage anybody who has never taken a tour to go take a tour of the library. But one of those key pieces in public safety and all of the other things is that we do have people who are attempting to do better for themselves who are taking courses at the library to do that, or that's their access to internet or any of those sort of things because of what they're working on within their life. But in a bigger way, I will tell you that sitting on the Community Services Commission for the city, there was a difference between when we had South City Park and we still had the play structure. There was nobody playing on it, but there was still the play structure versus when we up and almost abandoned. When we took out the play structure, that it almost said to all of those folks, you know what, have at it. This is your area, not ours. And so that's where I feel like we need to balance when we're looking at things like the library. I'm not opposed to there being some money taken, because I do believe that if we're bleeding, we sort of need to bleed all over. But we do need to make sure that we're not creating holes or open spaces for unsavory acts to occur because we've taken away funding from a place that is so beautiful and vital to what the future of Reading looks like.
You know, we talk about, Panetti or Panetta, I'm not sure what the exact, you know, the ones that were, have put on hold the Stillwater. Yeah, you're familiar with that.
I believe so.
Yeah, and so they've put that on hold. They haven't canceled it, but they've just put it on hold because they've gotten involved in so many different things. They were buying all of Stillwater. If that one falls through, what do you think the next option is?
Say that one more time.
Right now they put it on hold because they've gotten involved in so many different other projects. But they said that we're just putting it on hold for until we get these other ones fixed. But if Stillwater falls through with this big company, what's the next step for Stillwater? And from the city council looking at this, I mean, we've had this a long time. We've been kissed, but we've never been married. If you know what
That's
I mean.
True. You know what? No one buys the cow with gives the milk away for free, Carl.
Yep.
Old German grandma taught me that one. But I also, in this terminology, have been told that you know what, you should never say no to a date. So I think that all things need to be on the table. It's true. It's true. We need to see what sort of suitors are out there. I know we're going with a dating analogy here, but it's true. We need to see what sort of other suitors are out there. And I think that at a time such as this, that all things should be on the table to be considered. That doesn't mean that we have to go that direction, but I think that we need to look at what are all of the options in regards to Stillwater, and I think that I would push staff to come up with what all of the options were and continue to discuss as a council what else it is that we feel like that we could do.
Well, you know, I wish there were more girls like you when I was growing up that said, okay, I'll dance with you for 2 minutes. You know, it's not going to kill me.
That's right.
You know, instead of
that's
just,
right.
Yeah, you know, because you never can tell. All right. Okay, I'm going to take a break now because I'm going to let you gather your thoughts here on this one, unfunded liabilities. The one good thing is the pilot program was found to be lawful, so we don't have to worry about losing $6 million a year on that. But we are still facing this huge concern of the unfunded liabilities. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Aaron Reznor, candidate for Reading City Council. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you have not had somebody coming in, and it should be Alliance Heating and Air, changing the filters, looking at your air ducts, cleaning your air conditioning systems and your heating systems, can I just say you should do that. Because if you don't, you're just breathing in these microcosms that are just destroying your health and the health of your family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State. These are the ones that work on our HVAC systems. I wholeheartedly recommend them, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor.
Burning fast on an empty tank, reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up, and they get out of town.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. But really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 74 degrees, going up to 100 today. Tomorrow is going to be a little bit cooler. Air quality index is 160, and the lake is 76 feet from the top, which isn't bad. That we're talking about, of course, Lake Shasta. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And what's the air quality index now?
It's actually gotten worse. So it looks like the wind has pushed some of that stuff right down on top of us. South Redding is up into the 180s.
Oh, boy.
Out by Loomis Corners and Central Valley. All up into the 180s. That's when it starts affecting everybody. So not a good morning smoke-wise.
That's right. So try and stay inside. Just remember that 50 is healthy. Everything else isn't. But when you get up in the 180s and close to 200, it's just not good for you. Hey, on the phone, we have our candidate for, I shouldn't say our candidate, but a candidate for Redding City Council, Erin Reznor. Of course, she and her husband own the Dutch Bros Coffee Empire here. And here in Redding, which is okay. I mean, you know what? How do you build something like that unless you work hard and you put it all out in the line?
You make a lot of sacrifices, and you work super hard at it. And honestly, we are blessed with an incredible crew. We have some really great staff. And without them, I really don't think that we would be where we are today.
Well, you do. And when you talk to your people down there, I think it's contagious because you start to see, other organizations try to imitate that. And it doesn't work, but they try to imitate what you all have when you go up to the window there and you get loved on. It's almost embarrassing. Oh, are you a veteran? Here, it's you get a free one today. Oh, really? So I think on Veterans Day. Anyway,
it's true. We appreciate those who have served. So
I know you do.
Sure, we try and love on them extra hard.
Okay, unfunded liabilities. This is we're facing something that's just going to. I don't think it's going to get any better. In fact, it's going to get worse over the next few years. What can you all do about it? What are you planning on doing on something like this, Erin?
My focus is mainly what you and I discussed previously in regards to the budget and in regards to the budget overall. I think that we continue to have to make cuts everywhere that we possibly can. I think that we have to be really hard, strong negotiators when those negotiation processes come up, which we have made some good calls and made some good agreements in the last few months. And I really think that we have to do a better job of soliciting business because we cannot just cut our way out of it. And I'm a firm believer that we have to be honoring, similar to what you were saying about that we attempt to do our best to honor our veterans. I think that when we've made a promise to someone already of what it is that their retirement looks like, that better be the last possible option that we go back on what our contract said to those people who have been retired for, a decade or two.
I agree. How can you
been
go back?
On that money. I just don't think that's an okay option to have on the table.
Yeah, I don't think that option should ever be on the table. I mean, just frankly, because of it's – how do you tell somebody, hey, we're going to cut your retired pay 10%?
I think that it's dishonoring. I really do. Yeah. We made a promise. People dedicated their lives based on what a promise that we made, and I'm just not a person who's willing to do that. So – that being said, I think that what we have to do is we have to increase revenue because that's what any business owner understands. It's very difficult to do business in California every single year. The state tells us what the new minimum wage is going to be for my 17-year-old employees. And every year we have to figure out where is it that we can cut from the annual budget, and how is it that we bring in more revenue?
Yeah,
and I think that we need to start operating it more like a business in that way from a city perspective.
I think it should always be run by like a business, and unfortunately, it's like you said, the government, the California government, just keeps adding things on here. And talking to REU with some of the new bills that the California legislature wants to lay on us, we're gonna be so hammered when it comes to our bills, electric bills, and they want to do away with natural gas plants. I mean, this whole thing. The only reason that we had power in during the fire was because we had our own plant that was producing power.
It absolutely was. That was one of the things I was most impressed with by our city, is that when we left our home, we had been told, most likely you will not be able to be back in for weeks. Most of the time when a disaster like this happens, it's weeks before the power is turned back on and the people are allowed back in. And it was days. I live in one of the most hard hit neighborhoods, and it was days before they had the power back on, and that is only because we have a municipal utility company. And so I think we need to make sure that we're advocating for our city as best that we possibly can. And I know that the current council is desperately trying to advocate for what it looks like for us. I know that they, along with probably other 20 cities in the state, are sending letters to the state legislature about what that would look like for some of these new bills that are coming about.
The continual, I look at the continual things that the state does, and I look at this no bail bill that was just signed. I mean, I just don't understand their reasoning behind this, where it goes to no bail. And we had Holly Hoekstra on, from Holly Bail Bonds. And, listen to her saying, this is not just bail. This is getting people back into the courts, and all this stuff. What do you
do
with that?
We already have a 90% failure to appear rate in Shasta County. So, Sometimes it's a little bit like someone reaches down into a mixed bag of tricks and pulls out something, and then the legislature decides to roll with it. So I think that it will continue to be vitally important as a city council person to advocate for what it is that our city needs and what is important, and to continue to cultivate those relationships with other sitting city councils to make sure that we're all on the same board, that we're a collective body, and that we are making the decisions that are best for all of us.
There's a lot of growth happening and planning around here, as you know. Downtown could actually have four cranes working at one time, which is kind of cool.
I know,
it's cool. Well, what about the expansion of Wind River onto I-5? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you're hitting all of my favorite topics today, Carl. I really love that about you. I think that I still need to explore that one. I'm not in favor of, and last I had heard, it still sort of was out of our jurisdiction as far as whether or not that was going to be legal by the state. I hear mixed opinions, and I think that I haven't landed somewhere as of yet. When you think of rolling into Rolling Hills, it does look beautiful, but is that how it is that we really want the city? As you roll from, you come over the river through Anderson, where it's beautiful, and then the first thing that you look at is a casino. And so at the moment, I'm open to exploring it, but I'm a little bit hesitant.
Well, have you seen the plans for it?
I have not seen the plans for it.
You need to talk to Gary Hayward. And at least he's been everywhere. It's kind of like you, everywhere around, and speaking to people. But you need to see what the plans look like, because it's not going to look like that place down the road. In fact, you're not going to see trucks or RVs or any of those kind of things. So it might be interesting to see that. Yeah, the way they've got it laid out is that in fact, trucks are not even going to be allowed in there, 18-wheelers. I think if people want to, they can park down at the truck stop and they'll drive them in or something.
Bus them in and stuff. Yeah.
But those are, sit down and talk with him. so that you can get, you know, so you can get a look at it that way. Because I look at it as a way of bringing, you know, business and, you know, I know what people are saying is, oh, it's got crime and all this, but we got crime already. So the question is, how do we handle it? But that's up to you, because if you get elected, so.
It's true.
Then it becomes,
what job creation
becomes,
like, what is the,
yeah.
What does a curb appeal look like? Those things are all vitally important.
Yeah. Okay, you get the final words here. Final thoughts.
Oh.
We got like a minute and a half.
Oh, man. I think mostly in the last few weeks, in the last month or so, I think that people were feeling very sad. But mostly, I believe that we were feeling inspired. I feel that we showed the world what it is that our identity looked like. I was in San Francisco soon after that, and there were people who had said, you know, like, oh, where are you from? And I said, Reading. And they said, we'd heard about that place up there before, but we had no idea what a magical community you had. And I about fell out of my chair that someone from San Francisco was saying that, but it's true. I travel all over the place, and Reading really does have this aura about it. Reading has an identity unlike any other community that I have ever been to. And I really think that it's the people who are here that make Reading such a beautiful place. We have all of the right ingredients, and I think that those people just really turn it up. And because of that, and because of those people, I truly think that all of these issues that we have discussed today are merely hurdles which we will climb over in no time. And I'm excited for what it is that the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years of Reading is going to look like. I think we're going to be impressed.
I think we are too. Aaron Reznor, candidate for Reading City Council. Thank you for being with us today, taking the time to do
that. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll be back on again here before the election for sure. Okay.
For sure.
Thank you very much.
For
sure. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the chief of police on. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?